Throughout the process of practicing calm-abiding meditation, we should be fully aware of the 5 defects and the 8 antidotes. The 5 defects are laziness, forgetting the object of meditation, mental dullness and excitement, not applying the antidote when afflicted by mental dullness or excitement, and unnecessary application of the antidotes. Let me identify the 8 antidotes. They are faith, interest, perseverance, pliancy, mindfulness, conscientiousness, application of the antidotes when afflicted by dullness or excitement, and discarding unnecessary application of the antidotes. Faith here refers to the delight or joy in the practice of concentration that arises from appreciating its benefits. This naturally leads to interest in the practice and helps enhance perseverance. The first 4 antidotes, faith, interest, perseverance, and pliancy, counteract laziness. And the 5th antidote, mindfulness, counteracts forgetting the object of meditation. Conscientiousness, the 6th antidote, is the opponent of dullness and excitement. When the mind suffers from dullness, effort should be made to awaken and uplift the mind. Excitement should be countered by calming down the agitated mind. Through prolonged practice, the meditator gains mental stability and descends through the stages of concentration. On the 8th and 9th stages, the mind is in profound concentration. At that time, application of the antidotes is only a distraction, and so should be avoided. Quote, "In this way, place the mind on the object of your choice and, having done so, repeatedly and continuously place the mind. Having placed the mind in this way, examine it and check whether it is properly focused on the object. Also check for dullness and see whether the mind is being distracted to external objects." End of quote.